We're going to study the 18th chapter, the 18th piece of the Pritzadik on Parshas Nitzavim. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zar echa la'ahavo es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshcha lema'an chayecha. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mal. He's going to remove the hardness and the klipa outside the heart that precludes us from feeling and sensing properly. The words of the Targum are V'ya'adei Hashem lekach yastipshus libach.
Tipshus.
That the foolishness that doesn't allow us to think and feel properly will be removed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help do what we're supposed to do, which is, as the Torah earlier says, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem," and then we will come ahavas Hashem to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha l'man chayecha. Now, the Balaturim, he quotes, says that the first letters of the words es levavcha ve'es levav spell Elul, Rosh Tevus Elul. Balaturim says, Lachay noagu lahaschil lahashkim leslichis me Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because it's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to help us come to do tshuva. V'anu noagin l'skaya b'shoifer me Rosh Chodesh Elul. Shehu hisayrus l'tshuva. We blow shoifer to stir ourselves up, to be awakened to do tshuva, k'mesha nemar, like it says in Amos, in mitaka shofar be'ir va'am lo yecheradu. When you have a blasting sound to warn us, to wake us up, to stir us up, aren't we going to respond with a trepidation and a sense of trembling before God? We have to respond. But here, what's being said is that it's not just a good time to prepare, but it's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. V'hainu she'aseres yimei tshuva maschilin me'reish hashana v'chodesh she'kodem lo'i gam kein zman tshuva. Yes, there are 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, but the whole month of Elul is a time that is a very appropriate time and a time that is going to be beneficial for us, because it's a time blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesugal, chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that from his point of view, he'll be merachem on us. He'll encourage us. If we take one step, the Ramban says on this pasuk, Habo l'tahir, Messiah noisai. If we take a step toward Hashem, he is going to help us, but specifically during Elul. That's the implication of the Rosh Tevis that the Balaturim says, es levavcha ve'es levav. Uma she'amar u'mol Hashem lakecha merames she'af mitzad Hashem yisbarach misugol oisai chodesh l'rachamim. The whole month of Elul is a very appropriate time, propitious time for that kind of a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'oz heim yimei rotzoin. They are yimei rotzin since the times of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Sha'ala Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom lekabel luchos ha'achronos. Those are the days Moshe spent on Har Sinai to bring the second luchos for our sake. V'Hashem Yisbarach mitzidoi misayeya l'tshuva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us specifically during this time, during that month, this month of Elul. V'zehu umol Hashem lekecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing his, if we just begin to do ours. Sha'ach ha'shadibur l'mala mitshuva. After the psukim earlier talked about tshuva. V'shafta ad Hashem alakecha v'shamata b'koylik chol asher noichim mitzavach ha'yoyim atov v'necha b'chol avavach b'chol nafshach shemitzat ha'adam. That's the tshuva which we have to do. K'may shenemar l'mala mitshuva shemitzat ha'adam. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his. K'mo she'nemar v'hashivoyis el levavecha. Take it to heart what we've been going through, Klal Yisrael, in this difficult galus. v'shavta Hashem elokecha, and you'll do tshuva. Amar acharei zeh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to do his. He accepts us in tshuva, and he even encourages and brings us closer to him. Im yiyeh anidach hachov, b'kitzei ha-shamoyim,
v'shom
yikabet, zchua Hashem elokecha, v'shom yikachecha. And nidach hachov doesn't just mean physically displaced. Nidach hachov is explained, and explained also by Rav Tzadik, to mean those who are far away spiritually. Klal Yisrael is going to be embraced and warmly brought back by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the month when such efforts on our part are sure to bring on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim and his embrace, where he encourages us and makes our return so much faster, easier, more effective, and complete. He makes our tshuva complete because it's, so to speak, so much with his ratzon, and therefore with his siyata d'shmaya. Now, the next part of what Rav Tzadik is saying here is basically to answer the following question. The psukim that he just quoted begin, as I said, v'shavta Hashem elokecha, that Bnei Yisrael are going to do tshuva. V'shav Hashem elokecha, eshuvuscha v'richamecha, v'shav v'kibetzcha, mikol ha'amim esher hefitzcha Hashem elokecha shama. Hefitzcha means that we are spread out and far flung. But it doesn't mean that we are distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just means on the face of the earth we're far away. And the question he is now going to ask is that if we have done tshuva, as it says, v'shavta Hashem elokecha, then why two psukim later does it say, im yihi anidach hacho, b'kseh ha-shamoyim, misham yekabetzcha Hashem elokecha, misham yekachecha? He has earlier, in Ma'amar Hey, said that the idea of being nidochim is that we are far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's a sense of distance of the spirit. People who are far away, and the neshamas are far away. And earlier, as I said in Maamar Hey, Rav Tzadik says that in the pasuk of Vikibetzcha Mikol Amim Asher Hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, it says specifically Asher Hefitzcha, that we are far flung and in very, very distant geographic locations. But quote, I'm quoting now from Maamar Hey, Lo Yiksiv Asher Hidichacho K'mo Shekosov L'Ma'alo. But it doesn't say that we are nidochim. Sha'achar hatshuva oz lo yiyeh oid nidochim biderech Hashem. Rak adayin nefutzim bein ha'umos. So the question is, why then in Pasuk Dalet does the Pasuk revert back to saying again, im yiyeh nidach hacho b'kzei ha'shamayim? If it's after v'shavta Hashem lekech, and it's at a point in time when we are hefitzcha Hashem lekech Hashem, but we are in far-flung places, but we have come back spiritually, and we're coming back in recognizing, in believing, and in observing Hashem's mitzvahs. So then why does it go back in Pasuk Dalet and say again, im yiyeh nidach hacho b'kzei ha'shamayim? That's the question he's coming to answer. Let's see it inside. Af shebeposuk hakoidim omar haloshen asher hefitzcho Hashem elokecha shama. V'loy omar asher hidich hacho, k'mo shekosev le'el koidim haposuk v'shafta. Even though after tshuva we've accomplished now that there are no nidachim. Everybody is close and getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody is spiritually lost. It's after v'shafta Hashem elokecha. It's after Bnei Yisrael have done tshuva. U'kameisha amarnu v'nizbar b'mamar hey, as was explained in Ma'amar Hey, sha'achar ha'tshuva kvar einam b'chlal nidachim. So then why does it say, again, im yiyeh nidach hacho b'kzei ha'shamoyim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem elokecha, misham yikachecha? Why the lashon of nidach? Why the lashon of nidach? Nidachim are those who are far away spiritually. If it's after v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, once you've said v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, so then there are no nidachim. People have done tshuva. Mikol Mokum, he says, Omar Khan Sheyuchal Lihiois Sheyesh Oid Mishahu Bechlal Nidochim. After most of Klal Yisrael does tshuva, there are those who are still Nidochim. They are away, they're not part of Klal Yisrael in any knowing or active way. Shehem Tzrichim, they are the ones who need L'Shoifer Godol. Ever wonder why? Dafka, why the Navi Yisrael says Uba Shoifer Godol Yitoka, right? We say Uba Shoifer Godol Yitoka. Pasuk Yisrael reads Bayom Ahu Yitoka B'Shoifer Godol. What's the point of Shofar Gadol? So Rav Tzadik says, because it's after B'Shaftar Hashem Elokecha, the masses of Yidden have done tshuva, and mostly what needs to be done is just in gathering, from the places where we have been, you know, cast out, far flung, but there still are those few who are Nidachim. And they need something very special. They need something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention to bring them back in some way that is described by the Navi as Bashoifer Godol Yitoka. Uvahu Aivdim Beretz Asher. Vehanidochim Beretz Mitzrayim. So now he explains. So Aivdim, those so lost, Hainu Shenitma'u Bein Ha'umais, they're assimilated. He says, and it's amazing how he started to see it in his day, but unfortunately, what it's like today, they don't even know that they are Jews. The numbers today in America, the numbers in Europe even worse, 80% rate of assimilation. So there are people who are Yidden, who are halachically Yidden, have no idea that they're Jewish. I once read that John Gotti, Senior's wife, was the daughter of a Jewish woman, that her father was a non-Jew, but that her mother was a Jewish woman, which would mean that John Gotti Senior's son, John Gotti Jr., is halachically a Jew, if that's the case, as an example. And, you know, it's just, and people don't know. I had a philosophy teacher in college, you know, whose name, if I recall correctly, was a Greek fellow, which is really appropriate for a person teaching philosophy. I think his name was Kefensis, George Kefensis. And we were discussing something one day, and he mentioned in passing that his wife was a Jewish woman. And he had no idea that, therefore, halachically, his children were Jewish. He was quite astounded when so informed. So Nebuch,
philosophical about it.
So Nebuch, this is how far it is. So there are those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring back, who don't even know that they have to come back. They're so far away. They're so pushed off, literally into the klipa, meaning into everything that's not Yiddish, into everything that's so not us. They're so not connected, and maybe even living, and not even understanding how and why they live. Living in a way that has nothing to do with and no connection with the beauty of being a human being, let alone the beauty of being a Yid. K'mei b'Mitzrayim shehayu mukafim sham, where Bnei Yisrael were surrounded, k'ubar b'betan imay. That's why it's called Nidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim, where you are enclosed and encased in something so foreign that doesn't allow you to even look in and see and recognize your own pristine, beautiful neshama. V'heim tzrichin shofar gadol. That's why the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that it'll be b'yom ahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. Because it's not just for those who have already done tshuva, which is v'shaftar Hashem Elokecha, but even after that, there still will be im yiyeh nidachacha b'ktzei ha-shamayim. And soon he's going to explain why the term b'ktzei ha-shamayim. She called me Shehurak Mizer Yisrael Lo Yidach Mimenu Nidach Lachain Amar Haloshen Im Yehyeh Nidach Hacho. Even though it's after V'shavta Hashem Lekecho, it's for those who don't even realize, don't even know that they're part of our people. They too, they will be somehow informed. They will be somehow made to know, and they will, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's active intervention, is going to cause them to come back too.
There's a whole bunch of Spanish Jews that finding themselves out now. Yes, that's right.
There are people who have traditions that they don't know why.
They lit candles.
My mother's 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 mother, they all lit candles. And in secret, I've heard from someone who told me that he had a maid at home, in his home, of a Spanish descent who would go into the basement, asked always Friday to go into the basement, because that would be where they would do it without being caught, without being seen. They were Muranos.
I received an article 2 days ago from someone who said that Lyndon Johnson may have been Jewish.
Wow.
I was sending an email. It's very,
Now, in the next section, Rav Tzadik says why specifically the Torah should say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be taking us from K'tzei HaShemayim. Im Yia Nidachacho B'K'tzei HaShemayim Misham Yikabetzcho. What is the point? He asks a pointed question. He says, V'amar Im Yia Nidachacho B'K'tzei HaShemayim Ulamala B'Parsha HaKoidim. Earlier, in Kisavoy, in the parasha of the Teuchachos, it doesn't say that we are displaced and cast out to the ends of the heavens. Loik sivrak v'hefitzcha Hashem b'chol ha'amim mikzei ha'aretz v'ad k'tzei ha'aretz. Why here does it say im yinidachacho b'kzei ha'shamoyim, the far ends of the heavens? So he explains, Ach ze musav al haneshama. When it says Shemayim, it means not physically far away, as he has been explaining. The whole point of this pasuk is those who are spiritually not even aware of who and what they are. So Ktzei Shemayim is musav, it's referring to the neshama shel ha'odom, k'mesh nidrish, which is like the Gemara is derish on the word Shemayim and Tilm Nun. The pasuk says, Yikra el Shemayim me'ol ve'el ha'aretz lo'din amoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to judge the guf and the neshama. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yikra el Shemayim me'ol is Hashem Yisbarach calling up the neshama. Ve'el ha'aretz lo'din is referring to the guf. So Rav Tzadik says, so you see that when Shemayim is used, it means the heavenly stuff of man. And when it says that we are nidachacho b'kzei ha'shamayim, it means the heavenly distance, the distance of neshamas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nidachim in their neshamas, not in their physical location, geographic location. V'amar haloshen b'kzei ha'shamayim, the far reaches of Shemayim, meaning haynu she'enam chutz l'shamayim. Legamre. They're not chas v'sholem, completely outside and gone, never completely lost. Shlo yia lehem chas v'sholem shum achiza b'kedusha. They're not those who have no relationship to things that are holy. Not true. Rak heim oid b'ktzei ha'shamoy. With what we would call somewhere buried, even unbeknownst to them, apintali yid. They are b'k'tzei ha'shamayim. They're at the very farthest reaches where almost no other neshamas are, because we're much closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're so far away, but they're still in the ballpark. That's the point of saying, im yeh nidachacho b'k'tzei ha'shamayim. She'esh lemachize b'neshama oid ma. They still have something. They still have something. Even if it's not something you can quickly see and recognize, but it's there. Ba'al ze Omar, about this and about them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem alakecho, u'misham yikachecho, haynu mitzad Hashem yizbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring them, even if we don't know who they are and don't know how to bring them back. U'kamesh nemar, as it says in Yecheskel v'asisi, es asher b'chukai seleichu, I'm going to do it such that, and cause it to be that you will follow my mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And like it says in the Gemara, also in Sanhedrin, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause Kalal Yisrael to come back to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lahen melech shegzerois of kashois gehaman v'Yisrael oisin tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen his way, however he wishes it should be. V'achrei zeh ne'mar v'heviyach Hashem alakecha el oretz asher yorshu avisecha v'yurishto. And then it says v'hitivcha v'hirbucha me'avisecha, and you will be more multitudinous and have it better than your avos. What does that mean? So Rav Tzadik says, Perish Yivyachal Gdusha. El Aretz means that you're going to now be on firm ground. You're going to be holy people. Even those who were once so far away, come back to your roots. And then Vehitivcha, Vehirbucha Me'avasecha, what does that mean? Vehitivcha means Sheyaso Ischashtiya Toiv, because Baruch Hu is going to cause you to be a good person. You're going to be good. He's going to help us, and we're going to be good. If we just start to come back, that the whole point that he said in the beginning was, Mol Hashem l'kach es l'vavcha, means if you just start just a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, and it'll happen. We'll become such good people. V'hir b'cha me'avisecha, what does that mean? Al derech she'amru, v'akim she'bali tshuva oimdin, tzadikim gemurim einam oimdin. We will have people with madregas greater than the madregas of their others. Why? Because they will have made efforts and will have achieved a closeness from tshuva, which is of a madrega greater than those in a certain way, in a certain facet of the person. He is or she is greater than those who did not even have to do tshuva. And that expression, ve'hitivcha, ve'hirbucha me'avisecha, means spiritually, because you people will be those people he's referring to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says are going to be those tzaddikim who are bigger than the tzaddikim gemurim, because they're the bali tshuva who have a mokem shebali that even tzaddikim gemurim ain't amundin. The Amar Mal Hashem alakechas levavchosh Hashem yisbarach mitzidoi yosur hayetzahara milvavcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Yetzer away. Ves levav zarecha, haperish, k'me shemarnu l'mala, shizbaru kolkach, people will become so pure, shehabanim kvar yu neilodim b'kedusha. So then the kids born to those who are so holy will be born pristine and in kedusha, b'lo yetzahara, l'asid lavai. These will be children born where parents have been made so pure. Children will enter a world where they have no Yetzer. Unlike Bnei Yisrael after Matan Torah, where the Yetzirah did come back to them. V'amar, Ahav es Hashem Elokecha. Remember, the pasuk says, "Mol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take off the orlus halev for what purpose? To what end? Ahav es Hashem Elokecha. So Rav Tzadik says, "Al derech she'emrim b'shem Rebbe Reber." Sheikur hishtadlus ha'odom mitzidoi tzarech liyois ikur b'yira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us to the point where we have the ahavas Hashem. But what we have to do is, our avoid has to be the sense of awe, the sense of yira, k'meisha nemar, ma Hashem l'kechol shel mi'imach kim liyira es Hashem. V'ha'ava bo achakach memeilo. Ahava will come, and that's what the pasuk is promising.
After the fear.
After the year. The Ahava will come, and it'll become with the great movement of Am Yisrael toward Hashem, encouraged by Hashem, promoted by Hashem, mitzad Hashem Yisbaruch, b'teres matono, al derech she'amar, darkei shel ish, lachazor acharisha. That it is the norm for Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come together in love, like it's the norm for the ish, lachazor achar ha'isha. And that's what the pasuk is promising us. That if we just start a little bit, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us, as the Ramban says on this pasuk, habolatayr misayin oisai, and that this is all going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving us, and moving us to the point where we are in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way we'd never knew such love of Hashem before. But it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this for us. And who does he do it for? Even for the Nidachim who are B'Ktzei HaShemayim. They too will be included. Those who are the farthest away, and the Neshamas are farthest away, but they're only B'Ktzei HaShemayim. There's a place even for them. They still have what he called an Achiza B'Neshama Oid Ma. And that's why the Lashon is K'tzei HaShemayim. Thank you for coming, everyone, and let's hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to indeed see that we do want to come back to Him and see and feel how much we are sincerely trying to do our tshuva, and He'll embrace us in this Chodesh Elul and in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and it'll be indeed the time when He fulfills what the Navi promises us. Dirshu Hashem v'hinma atzoi, kruhu b'yosei karoiv. And it'll be Klal Yisrael coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says, B'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, ma'an chayecha, so that it'll be for Klal Yisrael, chayim, toivim varuchim, chayim in olam hazeh, chayim in olam habo.